विशुद्धं श्रयते भवान् स्थितौ शरीरिणां श्रेय उपायनं वपुः वेद क्रिया योग तपः समाधिभिः तवार्हणं येन जनाः समीयते चेधातरिजं निदम् इदं निजं विज्ञानमज्ञानभिदापमार्जनम् गुणप्रकाशैरनुमीयते भवान् प्रकाश तेजस्तेन वा गुणान्
टेक्स्ट् 36
नाम रूपे गुण जन्म कर्म भी निरूपितव्ये तव तस्य साक्षिणः मनोवचोभ्यामनुदेयवत्मनो देव क्रियायां प्रतियं तथापिः
टेक्स्ट् 37
गृणं संस्मरयं स चिन्तयन् नामानि रूपाणि च मङ्गलानि ते क्रियासुदस्तच्चरणारविन्दयो आवीष्टचेता न भवाय कल्पते तत्र के विषय में
So here about Bhagavat Tattva and Krishna Tattva, about the Supreme Personality of Godhead, here we are hearing from the best of the demigods. Actually, to understand the essence of what they are talking about, our consciousness should be about the same as their consciousness. But still, if we hear Srimad Bhagavatam very attentively, our consciousness is immediately elevated. And here we can understand very easily the very great subject matters. Here, to understand Krishna, we don't need all the other qualities. Shri Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, there are three things necessary. Lord says, Tadvidhi, Pranipatena, and Pariprasnena. Three things. First is Pranipat. It is the dharma of the listener or the disciple. That he surrenders to obtain knowledge. This is most important. The word Panipat means to fall down straight. Panipat means to offer obeisances or to surrender. This is called Shraddha or faith. And the second qualification is Pariprasna. Pariprasnena. Pariprasnena means the proper inquiry. Must have a desire to inquire. Must have a lalsa to inquire. First surrender, then to have the desire to inquire. It should not be just a festival or a fashion that you have to go, and if you don't go, some people will say, oh, he didn't come. In the heart, there should be a lalasa, there should be a strong desire to hear. It's better to somehow or other come than not come at all. It's called Pariprasna. And the third qualification of the hearer or the disciple is Seva. Seva means to keep this speaker in such a way that he feels bliss to explain, to describe Krishna's glory. To serve him, that means. This seva can be of many kinds. In this way, there is these three qualities. The Lord did not say that you have to do PhD to know about me, or you have to be very wealthy. Only three qualities: Panipat, Pariprasna, and Savya. Pudeshyanti te jnanam. And another place, the Lord is saying, Shraddhavan labhate jnanam. Shraddhavan person can achieve this knowledge. He considers this to be a very hard to obtain thing. He considers it very durlabh, both towards the speaker and also what the speaker is speaking. And tatpar means that to obtain this, he keeps at it. He comes on time, he sits down quietly, he listens. This is called hearing with tatparta. He keeps his senses under control, because if the senses go everywhere, then he is not able to hold on to the knowledge or to hear properly. Keeps his eyes under control, ears and mind, because this is a transcendental subject. Little bit of neglect and this can fall out. To collect all of this in between your palms, we have to be very careful. I remembered this because we're hearing from the best of the demigods. So, should we be like the demigods, so elevated, where we can be demigods, and how our mental capacity can be that high? But we don't have to be demigods. We should have Shraddha or faith. We will understand. There are many Siddhantas being spoken, and if we try to describe these Siddhantas very, very carefully, the Siddhantas of these prayers in the womb, prayers to Krishna in the womb, we can spend at least all of the seven, 8 days in just describing these prayers. But there is less time, so I will speak this in a summarized way. First, it was described to us that the Lord takes various forms, and what benefit does it have on the human beings? Ashrams, like Brahmacharya Ashram, Grihast, Vanaprastha Ashram, and Sannyas Ashram. The same one person keeps going from one ashram to another. Each of these four varnas have four dharmas. The dharma of the brahmachari is... each of these varnas have their own dharma. The dharma of the brahmachari is to study the shastra and practice brahmacharya. Dharma of the grihastha is kriya, to do karma, perform his duties. And vanaprastha's dharma is to do tapasya. And sannyas dharma is samadhi. Samadhi means becoming absorbed in transcendence, to control his senses and fully be absorbed in the Supreme Lord. Here Lord Brahma is saying Veda Kriya Yoga Tapa Samadhi. Now this is chapter 3, beginning, text 1-5. I'm sorry, some of the original here is missing, so continue. In the yajnas of the ritualistic ceremonies, the fires had stopped burning in the reign of Kamsa. But now, because the auspicious time for the appearance of the Lord is coming, the fires ignited themselves on their own and started burning. In the Yajna Kundas, the fires, they started burning without anyone lighting the fires. Kamsa and the other demoniac persons had banned yajnas. He had ordered Agnidev that if you dare to burn, I will show you. So out of fear for Kamsa, Agni did not burn. In the Yajna Kundas, Agnidev was in his control. When Ravan was present, he also had control over Agnidev. Kamsa said, if anybody dares say Swaha, Vishnave Namaha, if I hear, and he told, Kamsa told Agni, if you accept the Swaha, the offering, and burn, I will finish you. And Agnidev is the mouth of all the demigods of Lord Vishnu. If you want to offer something to Lord Vishnu in Yajna, you have to put it, offer it to Agnidev. And if you want to offer something to demigods, you have to offer in the fire. If somebody offers something, wants to offer something to the demigod's mouth, they put it in the fire. Just like if we want to put some food in our body, we put it in our mouth. So that the demons, they had made a plan that they wanted to harass the demigods. So he told Agnidev that you are not to accept anything. No food for you. So Agnidev was always not present. And even if they were to light fire with all their means, fire won't light up. Agnidev would not be present. But where in the hotels they were cooking meat, Agnidev was working very hard. When the time came for the Lord's appearance, then without lighting up the fire, in the Yajna Kund, the fire appeared. And in other places, Agnidev, people could cook their foods. But in the Yajna Shalas, they gave up trying to light the fire. And now, without lighting the fire, in the Yajna Kund, fire was burning very nicely. Agnidev, he was so fearless now and blissful that he started to burn in the Yajna Shalas. So actually, on all the things of this nature are in the control of the Supreme Lord. And when he comes, the demigods have no effect. I mean, the demons have no effect anymore. The control of Kamsa, there was no Yajna fire, and now the Yajna fire started to burn. And prasannani sadhunam. And those sadhus, the devotees, all of a sudden their hearts became very blissful. They did not know why, suddenly all of a sudden their hearts became very blissful. This indicates that the demoniac persons' hearts and minds became just the opposite. For no reason, they were feeling in great anxiety, thinking they didn't know what kind of hell will break loose. This is how they started to feel. In Chaitanya Charitamrita it is said, when Lord Chaitanya appeared, it has been described that Advaitacharya started to dance in ecstasy. And nobody knew why he was dancing in this way. on its own, his heart became very blissful. On the other side, the Lord appeared and Advaita Acharya in his ashram is dancing. When the Lord was born, the demigods were playing this musical instrument called Dunduvi. You know what Dunduvi is? Kind of musical instrument you blow with your mouth, and near the mouth it is very small, and as it goes up it becomes very wide. The fear of the demons, they did not used to play any such musical instruments before. And now they're playing these instruments very loudly. And Kinnaras and Gandharvas started to sing auspicious songs.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
In the heavenly planets, they have some professional singers. They're professional singers and they have a very sweet voice. Nobody in this world can sing like that. Their voice is very sweet as it is, but the subject matter, they sing the Lord's glories.
इस संसार में तो गाने वाले कुछ अच्छे हो जाएंगे लेकिन जो गाते हैं मैटर वो रब ही सोचता है
एंड इन दिस वर्ल्ड देयर मे बी सम वेरी गुड सिंगर्स बट द सब्जेक्ट मैटर दे सिंग इज टोटली रबिश Whether the throat or the voice is nice or not nice but the subject matter should be very nice the lord's glories Lord's glories are the subject matter to be sung. This is worth singing. Someone may have a very nice voice, but he is singing about the glories or beauty of some mundane woman. This is very bad. This is just like if you serve somebody in a golden plate some cow dung. Better than that you may have these paper plates or plastic plates, but first class prasad. The persons who have very beautiful voice and they're singing about this mundane world and mundane things of this world, they're actually eating in a gold bowl, golden bowl, they're eating trash. The voice is not very good, but they're singing the glories of Krishna. Then they're eating in a clay pot. They're eating Vishnu's prasad, eating amrit, eating the nectar of immortality. This is condemned. A person should think what he is singing, what he is glorifying, and Siddha and Charanas. Started offering prayers to the Lord. And the munis and the demigods, they started showering flowers from the heavens. They started to shower flowers onto the earth. They started showering flowers from the sky inside the prison house of Kamsa where Devaki was. In the heavenly planets, the flowers are large and they're very, very fragrant. You'll never even get to see flowers like that on this planet Earth. We see even just on this planet Earth, the flowers in one country are different to the flowers in another country. Generally, most of the flowers in India are very fragrant. And generally, most of the flowers I've seen here in America are not fragrant at all. Just within this planet Earth, there is so much difference in flowers. And between here and the heavenly planets, there is millions of times difference in the flowers. And the demigods and Narad Muni and the munis from the sky, they were showering these very fragrant and tender flowers. मंदम मंदम जल धरा
गरजने लगे, सागर के अनुकूल, सागर में तरंगे उठती हैं और सागर में एक ध्वनि होती है।
एंड द क्लाउड्स,
समुद्र की ध्वनि और मेघ की ध्वनि में अंतर नहीं होना चाहिए।
दे स्टार्टेड मेकिंग साउंड्स, फॉलोइंग द साउंड्स ऑफ द सी वेव्स वेरी माइल्डली, मंदम मंदम।
अब भगवान के अवतार का समय आ रहा है।
जस्ट लाइक द वेव्स ऑफ द ओशन, they were making the sounds very mildly. After this, now the time has come for the Lord to appear. That time the moon was coming up. There the moon was appearing, and exactly the same time here Lord Krishna was appearing from the womb of Devaki. Just like the moon appears, Lord is appearing. The Lord is appearing just like in the Purab Disha, in the eastern horizon, Indu, the moon appears. Just like the moon appears from the horizon, the Lord appears. Earlier also, Sukadev Goswami gave the example of the moon. This is the second time this example is given. At that time also, when the Lord appeared in the womb of Devaki, this example of the moon appearing was given. It was said, just like the eastern horizon gives the appearance of the moon, in the same way, Devaki's womb, actually the eastern horizon has nothing to do with the moon. Moon just appears. In this same way, the Lord appeared. So this example is given due to two reasons. When the full moon appears from the eastern horizon, it is very clean and totally white. There are no spots on it. In the same way, when the Lord appeared, there was no signs of any water, etc., on his form. He was untouched. In this world, when a child takes his birth, his whole body is covered with blood and waste products. Exactly in the same way, we have seen when a cow gives birth to a calf, we have seen the baby is covered with some kind of a very thin plastic wrap, it looks like. And is covered with the cow's waste products, stool and urine, pus and the blood, and the cow licks it off and makes him clean. Babies are also born in this unclean way. But the Lord, when he appeared, he had no such signs. It's clean like the full moon that appears from the eastern horizon. So this example is given to show the cleanliness of the Lord. This is just to show that the Lord is not born from a womb, neither does he live in the womb. He is not affected. He is in the womb, he is not affected like other babies that are in the womb. When we take birth, our body in the womb grows from our mother's body. Our umbilical cord is attached to our mother's small intestine. So whatever she eats, the child gets a share and the child's body grows. His body is not in this way a result of Devaki's foods that she is eating. He is on his own. He is himself. He is Atma Bhutam. Where the Lord appeared from Devaki's womb. It is said here, Pushkal, complete in every respect. He appeared as the full moon, just like the full moon. In the same way, Krishna appeared complete in every respect, full in all his colors. Some commentators, they say that Lord was, he appeared on Ashtami, and generally and never on Ashtami is there a full moon. The Lord appeared in Chandra Vamsha, Chandra moon dynasty. He was very blissful and he became a full moon. Even though it was Ashtami, he appeared like a full moon. This is the influence of the transcendental influence of the Lord. It is so blissful because he knows that the Lord is appearing in his dynasty. Krishna appeared in moon dynasty, and Sri Ram, Lord Ram, he appeared in the sun dynasty, in the Surya Vamsha. This way the Lord appeared on the day of Ashtami. So Mother Devaki, because of the influence of Yoga Maya, she became very tired. She kind of became a little bit unconscious. This is the Lord's Leela Ananda, to take the bliss of the Lord's pastime. She had no difficulty. It was not like giving birth to an ordinary child. There was no question of any kind of discomfort in Krishna being born for Mother Devaki. You had heard earlier, when she had Krishna was in her womb, she was smiling and looking very healthy and effulgent. One could notice. There was no question of any pain in giving birth to Krishna. From the worldly point of view, in the world it is very well known that at the time of birth, mother has a lot of discomfort. So Yoga Maya wanted to give Mother Devaki some kind of experience, that only she became tired and she felt tired and partly unconscious. For this reason, so that Mother Devaki, later on, she will have some maternal feelings towards Krishna, that this is my son, I gave birth to him. Not realize that the Lord was appearing. Although, like other women, other babies, Krishna did not take birth, he just appeared. In front of the mother, Krishna arranged it like that, so she will think that I gave birth to Krishna. The Lord was thinking like this. When he completely appeared, mother didn't see, but Vasudev saw. Whenever previously a child gave birth, because in the prison house there was no nurse, he had to take care of his wife. And what embarrassment, there is nobody else. He had to pick up the baby and clean and give encouragement. He saw, text 9 to 10.
अद्भुतम बालकम तमद्भुतम बालक मम्बुजेक्षणम चतुर्भुजम शंख गदारुदायुधम श्रीवत्स लक्ष्मम गलसो विकौस्तुभम पीताम्बरम सांद्र पयोद सौभगम
अद्भुत बालकम
बालक न ऐसा बालक आज तक वो सुने
अद्भुत मीन्स मोस्ट वंडरफुल This kind of baby he had never heard of and never seen.